Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. Thank you for joining us. Today on the show, we look at art as a tool for self-empowerment and growth.
Whether it's through music, whether it's through storytelling, whether it's through whatever you decide to do, what you're doing, King Jackson, you are using your love for humans, humanity, culture, Africa, as a form of empowerment. So when we do this, we don't even realize the difference we make in the world as well as ourselves.
That is Shadell Moore, a multidisciplinary artist and motivational speaker. She talks to us about how she's using art to help others on their personal journey of self-empowerment.
It's kind of hard to lose sight of your vision, because sometimes you create this big platform and then when you win, it's very overwhelming, or you encounter those difficulties that prevents you from bringing your platform to life the way you want it to.
And from serving years in the military to the runways as a beauty queen, Elizabeth Nintai shares some lessons on how to overcome adversity. But first, let's hear from you, our listeners. We asked you to tell us what kind of Africa you would like to see for you and the future generations. This is what you had to say.
My name is Kamanzi Uzaya. I want to see a free Africa, an Africa that is free from imperialism, an Africa where we choose our destiny, an Africa that is progressive, that moves forward, not an Africa that is stunted. We have minerals, we have oil, we have everything, but we are poor. Why? Leadership, it all falls and stands from leadership. That's it.
A united Africa, one Africa, one people, one government, one central bank. That's the Africa that I would like to see.
Okay, I would like to see a much, much better Africa with things like education and health taken up by the government. Yeah, where health is free, you can literally go to any hospital the way you like and, you know, just, you're not limited by which hospital, how much money you have, things like that.
I think the Africa would like to see in future. Maybe it's an Africa where the youth are more confident and are able to take leadership positions by themselves. Like the politics of Africa currently, I think there is no president below the age of 60.
What's up, Africa? You are listening to Upfront on the Voice of America.
Now, art has long been recognized as a powerful tool for self-empowerment and personal growth. Whether it's through visual arts, music, writing, dance, or any other creative expression, engaging in artistic activities can have a profound impact on an individual's sense of self-worth, confidence, and overall well-being. Our next guest quit her job as a successful television host to embark on a journey of self-discovery through the arts. And now she hopes to pass on the lessons learned as she inspires and motivates others on their journey for personal development and consciousness. Born in the Caribbean island of Dominica, Shadell Moore is a multidisciplinary artist and motivational speaker. And she joins me to talk about the work that she's doing through her company, Motivational Moore. She also talks about her new album, Inward Awakening, which she says is a multi-genre poetic collection that explores self-knowledge. She also talks to us about the importance of maintaining her African roots.
Kings and queens, the human potential is infinite. Each and every one of us are blessed with divine gifts and capabilities. So yes. I'm originally from Dominica, the nature island of the Caribbean. I came here when I was a toddler, but my parents really instilled that Caribbean upbringing. And it's very interesting because being a Caribbean American, you are intersected with so many different types of cultures. Mm. You have the African culture, you have the Kalinago Indian culture, you have the African American culture. And I feel like just being able to like be in all these different types of demographics have really shaped me to become the woman that I am today. Mm. And I was wearing the traditional outfit, The Wabduet. Yes, that was passed on by my mother, yeah. Queen Maji. Shout out to my mom. And I've always just been a serial creative. I love creativity. I'm a former television anchor. But you know what? I like to say I'm a television personality still.
Yes, you are.
I see you on TV a lot. I'm always doing TV stuff. Yes. I'm an award-winning motivational speaker. I'm a poet. I'm an artist. 4 years ago,
I quit my job as a TV anchor at the Fox affiliate in Baltimore to launch my own company called Motivational More. We're a multimedia communications company elevating human consciousness. So we produce inspirational content on multiple platforms, leveraging my love for creativity and personal development and all things empowerment. So it's been a journey.
How has the journey been so far?
Okay, yes. So entrepreneurship, I'm gonna keep it a buck, yeah. Okay?
Keep it 100.
Keep it 1,000. So entrepreneurship, the biggest thing that it does, it teaches you about yourself. Mm. It teaches you your strengths. It teaches you your weaknesses. But bigger than being an entrepreneur, you go within yourself and you're like, who am I going to become? What are the thoughts, the ideas, the creativity that I want to bring into this physical world? So I am learning every day. I'm growing every day. I'm making mistakes, but it's all part of the journey. Mm. Owning my own creative properties is so important at this point in my life, and I'm just surrendering to the process because entrepreneurship is a process, but it's something beyond words. It's something so fulfilling. Mm. And it's like, once you take that leap of faith, you have to be willing to trust yourself.
In case you're just joining us, this is Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. We're chatting with artist Shadell Moore, a multidisciplinary artist and motivational speaker. She's talking to us about the work that she's doing through her company, Motivational More, and her debut studio album titled Inward Awakening, which she says is a multi-genre poetic collection that explores self-knowledge and inner worth.
So regardless of your current situation, past, or trauma, once you believe in yourself, your highest authentic self, everything changes.
So you've been creating, you've been working, mm-hmm. you've been busy.
Yes.
You left your job, mm-hmm. As a TV anchor. You started on the path to be a creative, and you just released your debut album, Inward Awakening, a very unique, inspiring album. You explore many themes, including self-empowerment, internal motivation. Let me ask you this. What inspired the creation of this collection, and how do we get in the way of our own awakening?
Wow. To be honest, King, I went within myself. I went within myself. And when I mean the bottom of bottom, the darkest of dark, the lightest of light, and realized that everything in my life all shaped me to become who I am today and embracing it all. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about when you connect with yourself, you start to realize everything is a divine connection and God made you that way for a reason. Even your struggles are a part of your elevation. Mm. So Inward Awakening was really inspired by my own inner revolution, going within myself, exploring myself, discovering myself, and learning that I could create music. I never even knew I could create music, but music is the art form that pulls me more than any other medium. So it's very interesting in our journey of life, King, that the things we're drawn to, there's a reason why we're drawn to that. Music just takes me away from everything. But I wanted to create not only just music, but music with a message. So when people listen to Inward Awakening, it's a multi-genre collection. It has Afrobeats, hip hop, poetry. They feel one thing, that is soul. That is authentic, and there's always empowering lyrics because for me, it's more than just creating music. I want to create music with a message that can help open up the mind.
Absolutely, and get you thinking.
And get you thinking, yeah.
And moving too.
And moving too, and moving too. And speaking with your question, how do we, basically go within ourselves? You have to take those action steps and journey through grace. I think a lot of times, we're looking for some type of outside source to define us.
To validate us.
Yeah. And not understanding the beauty and the brilliance that we carry coming from God. And once you embark on that journey, it makes life so much easier. You have to give yourself grace.
How do we get in the way of our own awakening? How do we impede our own awakening?
You have to shift your mindset. Mindset is so important in this journey of life because whatever you think is what you become. So first and foremost, you have to realize that you're already whole. A lot of times we block ourselves because we think we're incapable of doing something, not realizing that we're standing in our way. So I'm a big believer on personal development, and you have to divine what that is for you. Because a lot of people are looking for somebody else. Oh, I wanna be like this person. I wanna be like this person. Jackson, you can't be me. I can't be you. So wasting your time on these things is completely futile. So you have to realize I'm whole and be willing to take those steps, those action steps towards your divine alignment, and only you can define that.
Do you ever feel like you have arrived
No.
in terms of your...
No.
Is it a journey that is always continuing?
Always. always. My grandfather, he recently passed, he was 89 years old, and he was telling me how he's still learning. You never stop learning in this journey of life if you choose that, okay? Because everything is choice. So you have to decide, while we're here on this physical dimension, how am I going to learn? What will I want to embark on? Because every single day is an opportunity to renew yourself if you're willing to do that.
And I feel like the more you learn, the more you teach, the more you pass on that knowledge. Now, one of your tracks on this album is titled Africa Inside of Us.
Yes.
That's something we've just explored a little bit. But I want to get a little deeper. Talk to us about your own background and the identity and that connection to Africa that this album has made has revealed to you.
Yes. When you go within yourself, there's no way a human being, in my opinion, can go within themselves and not recognize and not honor Africa, even if you're white, because our identity is shifted to this place, right? Mm. So I've always had that type of belief, but Africa inside of us, it's so crazy, King, but a lot of times in my life, when I don't want to get emotional, but when I am scared to do something, when I face self-doubt, when I face negative thoughts, because this is all part of the human experience, I tap into that inner African power. I'm like, oh, no. My ancestors, we are beasts, yes, okay? Yes. Our ancestors are beasts. Shar, you can do the thing. And it's like something just goes within me, and I'm like, ooh! And it's like, oh my gosh, I've been able to tap into this thing. And it's like this divine power and this divine protection because you honor who you are.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's amazing. And I try to tell people this stuff, and I tell people, once you get connected with your African identity, and however that looks like to you, because I'm a believer in not trying to force anybody to be anybody but themselves, but once you get connected to these roots, you start to grow because it's part of your foundation.
Absolutely, absolutely. You find your, I guess, your inner gangster.
Yes,
that's
inner gangster.
One of the other
everybody
tracks.
Everybody got inner gangster.
So what is your inner gangster?
Inner gangster is all about courage. In this journey of life, every one of us will be tested in some way. So inner gangster is to remind us about that courage that's in all of us. Because sometimes in life, it's gonna hit you. And you have to decide, am I gonna allow these things to take a hold of me? Or I'm gonna walk in that God power and get up. So inner gangster is all about being a fighter. And I've been a fighter since day one.
Fighting.
Oh yeah,
non-stop.
Absolutely. We never stop fighting.
Obviously there's this negative connotation to gangster.
That's what people think. I was trying to do the positive thing about it because it's like that resilience to keep going and saying, you know what, I got this.
You got this, do you ever have moments of doubt or
self-doubt?
Where you think, maybe I'm not doing the right thing, I've not done it the right way. How do you examine yourself and be honest with yourself when you're not sure of which path you're taking your own?
That's a deep question. I believe nobody's exempt from the human experience. We're all gonna go through things. So anybody who says they don't have self-doubt or insecurities, they're lying. But I have to also realize that when I'm facing this negative energy, then I'm not allowing this thought to define me. Mm-hmm. Because once we start entertaining self-doubt, we go into a dark hole. And what happens is negative energy is so beyond powerful that it attracts other things. It's like once you start a dark thought, you're gonna think about this, you're gonna think about this. And living in lack is terrible for you. So when I face these negative thoughts, I allow myself to process it and realize like, okay, I am not my thoughts, and try to switch to something positive. Mm. It's a process, but it does work because the thoughts are always gonna come, but you have to realize I am not my thoughts. And that's what prevents a lot of people from thriving to their fullest potential. They allow the thought to define them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are not your thoughts.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
VOAAfrica.com.
On VOAAfrica.com, the news updates never stop. Our primary goal is to keep you informed.
VOAAfrica.com, your trusted source for news and information.
Welcome back. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. We're chatting with Shadell Moore, a multidisciplinary artist and motivational speaker. We're talking about her work as she motivates others on their journey for personal development and consciousness.
So let's talk about art as a tool for self-empowerment.
Yes, yes.
How does that work?
Absolutely. I am really big on expressive arts, using art as a medium for empowerment, whether it's through music, whether it's through storytelling, whether it's through whatever you decide to do. what you're doing. What you're doing, King Jackson, you are using your love for humans, humanity, culture, Africa, as a form of empowerment. So when we do this, we don't even realize the difference we make in the world as well as ourselves. Because when you are born to create, and you don't create, you're always gonna feel like something is missing. So when you can tie that in into an empowerment component and make humanity a better place, why not?
Absolutely.
I'm really big on that.
I like that. When you're supposed to create or not,
oh yeah,
create, there's a vacuum. You always
oh,
feel there's
goodness,
something
you
that,
feel like,
yes.
Ah.
All right, so for anyone stuck in life,
yes,
give us a few words of motivation. Share some words of wisdom with us.
I would say one of the biggest words of inspiration, you come from God. You are never alone. It's very easy in this journey of life to feel alone for whatever reason. So tapping into a higher sense of power, however you decide to call that, I think it's truly inspirational and instrumental when it comes to the journey of life. Also, as I mentioned before, journey in grace, everybody's journey is different. And number three, comparing yourself is completely futile.
Comparing yourself
to
others,
other people,
yes,
is you can never be another person. Mm. And also realize that God has blessed each and every one of us with a divine gift. And your purpose is to live through that in multiple mediums, however that is.
And to find it.
Yeah. So for example, you are a communicator. Mm. Your gift for communication has taken you all over the world, right? Mm. That is a gift that God has blessed you with. So finding that gift and using that gift to make the world a better place.
Yeah. Let's talk about African art in this time.
Yes.
When there's been, I guess, an awakening,
for lack
of a better term, of inward awakening, your new album. Mm-hmm. There's been a global awakening to the power of African art, of African music. Mm-hmm. How do we capitalize on this moment?
Well, I think our culture is nothing new. It's just when things get popular, that's when people start to recognize it. We have been shifting the landscape in the arts for since time. I went to the African American Museum and they started, where did our music come from? Africa. Everything starts in Africa. So I think it's very instrumental for creatives, especially from the African diaspora, to realize that this is not new, but to own it. That's a difference. Because a lot of times the system has kind of, you know, used our talents and not benefited. We have not benefited. So it's important that we own our creative properties, starting our own businesses, controlling our content, being willing to speak on the issues that we think is fundamental, and using our art as a form of empowerment with an ownership capacity. Mm. Because if not, somebody else is going to write the script.
Absolutely.
They're going to take our ideas and write the script.
If you can't tell your own story, somebody else will tell it for you. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about the Caribbean and the connection to the continent. How much awareness is there in the Caribbeans, in the islands, about the continent of Africa?
So much, but perfect question. Some Caribbeans still don't recognize their African heritage. And some Caribbeans are, I'm talking about everything is Africa, everything is Africa. It's like here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you'll find the people who are so like into it, and then you'll find the others who are like, oh, I'm from the islands, I'm from the Caribbean. But our food, our language, how we dress is all shaped by Africa. So there's still progress needs to be made, but we cannot deny the fact that Africa is such a huge part of our culture, and there's so many people that embrace it with dignity and love.
I want to hear more about Dominica.
Oh,
I feel like
I came
led to the understanding of this beautiful island.
70,000 people.
70,000 people.
Nature island of the Caribbean.
That look like you.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Africans.
Yes.
Like yourself.
Yes.
An amalgamation, a fusion of these beautiful people from different parts of the world.
Absolutely.
And they created.
And created Dominica.
Yes.
And I have some relatives back home. They'll never come like live here. It's very laid back over there. So it's not as modernized as like Jamaica or La República Dominicana, but we have kept this eco-friendly environment. So you'll find more eco-friendly tourism there. We have the Kalinagos, which is the indigenous people of the Caribbean before Christopher Columbus and the African descent, all of this stuff. We're the only place in the Caribbean that has that significant Kalinago population, so that's something that we're very proud of. We have something called the World Creole Festival that celebrates our Creole heritage, and it's like a huge festival that people from all over the world come to celebrate. And if you come to Dominica, first and foremost, you would love it, and the next thing, they'll think you're a Dominican because you can pass for one.
Yeah. Do I look Dominican?
Yeah, you do.
Wait,
really
so how
do
you call them?
Dominican. Yeah. So then, my entire life, people always thought like Dominican Republic, right. Republica Dominicana. Yeah. I'm like Dominica. And it's so interesting, King. I'll meet people from the islands, from the Caribbean.
Who don't know?
I've never heard of Dominica. They're like, what? I've never heard of it. Yes.
Where do you see your art going? What are some of the strings you're pulling on to kind of activate more of the creative in you?
The creative. My art is very unique. And I'll be honest, because I keep it 1,000. My art is so unique, so beautiful, but I'm still holding back. So in this time period in my life, I have to own it. And the only person who can do that for me is myself. Mm. And the way I express myself through dance, it's on a whole different dimension. You have seen like clips online, but that's not even 1%. Like I can jump, I can do all these things. Mm. And I really just want to own that and show that. So part of my creative freedom is having a freedom within myself more. So I'm on that journey and I want to produce documentaries, international documentaries. I want to do tours all over the world. I do a lot of motivational speaking. I do a lot of lectures. So using my love for art and empowerment on multiple forms, TV, film, podcast, having these conversations, and just really empowering people to become their highest authentic selves. So I'm in that journey.
I love it. I love the journey for you. Plug your socials.
Yes, so I'm on all social media platforms at Shardell Moore. Also follow Motivational Moore on Instagram.
ShardellMoore.com. Yes, Shardell Moore. Thank you so much. I'm so glad this happened.
Such a vibe.
It has been a couple of years in the making, but it finally did. I'm glad it actually happened when your debut album is
out,
so we get to talk about
divine
it.
Divine timing is divine everything, timing. King.
Absolutely. Everybody got an inner gunshot. Tough and rooted like a soldier. Overcame the pain and the trauma. That was Shardell Moore, a multidisciplinary artist and motivational speaker. She joined me in studio here at the Voice of America.
How do you get international news? Radio, television, social media, or all of the above? Stay engaged with VOA Africa. You can call us 24/7 on WhatsApp, leave a message, comments, or greetings. We may play your message on VOA Africa. Dial the international code +1, then 202-258-3076.
Welcome back. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. Now, Cameroonian-American Elizabeth Nintai is the recipient of the prestigious title of Fourth Princess of the Miss Africa USA. She uses her platform to share her personal journey and advocate for the empowerment of women as they, quote, discover their true authentic selves. Elizabeth enlisted in the U.S. Army upon completing her nursing degree, serving as an active duty status in the U.S. Army for 8 years. She joins me to talk about her journey, the relevance of beauty pageants, and how to overcome adversity in life. Two questions I wanted to ask you. So when people see, former U.S. Army, and then you're in a pageant,
yes.
You know, they see a dichotomy that
and
is
a
kind
mother.
Of... And the mother, you know, a dichotomy that is hard to kind of reconcile.
Yes.
I wanted for you to talk to us a little bit about the similarities between these two, serving in the Army or being in the Army, some of the lessons you take from there, and then also preparing for these pageants. It's not easy. It's not just about you looking beautiful and going
Absolutely.
On stage. It's more than that.
I actually had this conversation with a friend a few months ago, and I realized that while I was in the U.S. Army as a non-commissioned officer, I was serving as a pageant girl, in quotes, making sure that they felt comfortable in this job that was like very male dominated. Like, what are you struggling with? Let's empower each other. And then it kind of spilled into me being post, getting out of the Army. Mm. I never thought I would compete in a pageant. That was never a thing for me because I just never felt pretty enough. I felt like that's for really tall girls that are like 0 pounds, mm.
You thought there was a certain phenotype or a certain look that you don't...
Exactly. But again, it's about your story. And I think right now, the way I would reconcile the two would be just servitude, number one, resilience and strength. And knowing that when you find that thing that makes you wake up and want to do, you do it. It doesn't matter, what.
Do you ever find that thing? Do you ever get to a point where you're like, I think this is the one thing.
I think the thing changes, frankly, as you go through different seasons.
It's an ever-moving target.
Exactly. Right. But in order to get to the next piece of the puzzle, you have to accomplish that one.
Right, right.
Because think about, like, me being a mother of two now, and then being going for African Most Beautiful. If I'm the next African Most Beautiful queen, I've learned how to mother my own children. I've learned resilience. I've learned organization. So it kind of puts me in a better position to handle that role. And I just think
it also
that...
also gives confidence to other people who are looking at you. 100%. Look at a beauty queen that was a mother of two.
Yes.
Former U.S. Army. She's done it all. I can do it.
I can do it.
I guess part of it is to inspire also.
Absolutely. 100%. Inspiring others is paramount because, you know, there are people who live their entire life and never get to do what they wanted to do. And then they're 80 years old and they're just in full regret. So it's so important. Again, it starts with understanding our identity and saying, this is what I want to do. I don't care about what everybody else says. I'm going to do it.
So you say that you are you never saw yourself as a beauty queen or, you know, participating in beauty pageants.
No.
What gave you the confidence?
So honestly, first of all, the healing process that I went through was certainly humbling for me. And it helped me realize that beauty was more than just the outer shell. There were people who would see me and say, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. And I never believed it. I was like, really? It was almost like, why would anybody doubt that, right? But when I started to understand who I was in God, why he made me, why I went through this journey, there were times when I asked questions like, how did I get to the US and meet, you know, serve in the army and meet this man and have kids and things are falling apart? But again, I needed to get through that in order to be where I'm at to share that story. So in a sense, I really think that once you find, you know, once you understand the next thing that you need to do and you just trust it, you do it and
trust
you love
process.
It. You trust the process.
The process and the journey.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's beauty in the journey.
There's a beauty in the journey.
Yes.
I mean, when you're in the thick of it, you don't think about it.
No,
at you know,
all.
When you're going through it, it's the struggles and stuff and you're like, why am I here? But after that, when you look back in hindsight, you appreciate what you went through because it teaches you something.
I agree.
Tell us about your platform again.
Beauty in Your Journey essentially unpacks three pillars of confidence. Confidence in boundaries. What that means is raising a generation of Black women who, number one, understand their boundaries. What am I okay with? Whether it's personal space, whether it's the way I'm being spoken to, whether it's the way I'm being treated at work by friends. And then the second pillar is confidence in self, right? That's like the general, like where you think about work. What do I do for work? How do I carry myself? And then confidence in physical fitness and wellness. That pillar is so important because I think for so many years, we've kind of like boxed in wellness and physical fitness to be like, you have to look a certain way. And if you don't have muscle, then you're not good enough. No, but confidence in physical fitness and wellness is more like having your routine that's healthy and works for you, right? Because we all have different body types. We all have different genetic builds. But if there's a routine that you feel healthy with, even if you're not a size zero, by the way, gone are the days where that was the standard, right? There's people like Ashley Graham.
I would love to get in more into that debate with you about the changing beauty standards.
Yeah.
Do you feel we are, as a society, and I mean, here in the U.S., given that, you know, American pop culture influences a lot of culture around the world.
Absolutely.
Do you think we've come to a point where we are now appreciating the diversity in people in terms of how we look aesthetically, whether it's your color, your skin, the size, the shape of your body? Are we there yet?
I think we're getting there fast because I actually walked for Denver Fashion Week and 10 years ago, you would never see a model like me on the runway. Right. So I think even starting on the fashion industry, they're starting to bring in models that are different sizes and heights and weights. There's Ashley Graham. She's one of the biggest models now and she's full bodied. However, there are certain agencies that are kind of reluctant because that's been a standard for so long.
This legacy.
Right. It's almost like, no,
agencies.
We're not going to change our mannequins.
They've been the gatekeepers of that for a long time.
Yes.
So it's very hard to. But you're saying we're getting there.
We're getting there.
It's getting there.
And with that, we come to the end of our show today. Many thanks to our guests, Elizabeth Nintai and Shadell Moore. Many thanks to you for tuning in, whether you tuned in online at voaafrica.com or via our FM or shortwave stations around the continent. Remember to connect with us on our social media platforms. We are at VOA Upfront. You can connect with me at Upfront Africa. Let's connect again right here on The Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. Have a great week ahead, Africa.